It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're happy to welcome back Laura Marling. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we want to encourage all of our listeners to A, acquire the new album, and B, grab a ticket for tomorrow's show at the Mayan. Let's go back a few years when you first moved here.
I made a very happy home here for 4 years and then sort of couldn't see a lifetime here. And that began to freak me out because time suddenly started to feel like it was ticking away. And I think at that time in my life, I was really into solitary life. And it's very easy to do that here. And sort of not at the expense of pleasures in life.
I don't think we've ever talked about your commitment to guitar playing and how much you practice and how from a very young age.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things where you wanted to show people, I can play guitar. Talk about how that passion for the guitar took place and how it evolved into becoming a performer.
I think rather than I can play guitar, I think my dad was very keen to say that she can play the guitar because he was the one that taught me. So I played a lot with him when I was younger, and he played a lot of open tunings, and it was somewhat of a rarity in rural England to play in a drop D tuning, I don't know. So that was kind of fun to be unique in that way, but obviously now that's not the case. I always enjoyed playing my guitar.
Daisy lives by the docks, down at the White Rocks, running an open home. Daisy lives by the sea. Only see Daisy when she wants to see me. Daisy's a red, she's a brunette, down at the docks, running an open home. Think that you look at her wrong. Think that you look at her so wrong. Woman alone is not a woman undone. Daisy met a man from Sicily, sailed in one day and told her who she was gonna be. Oh, did he look at her strange? No one and nobody is Daisy gonna change. Daisy's all right, she's up all night, down at the docks, running an open home. I think that you look at her wrong. Think that you look at her so wrong. Woman alone is not a woman undone. Daisy's got a baby now. She caught her Angelina, so she stand out of the crowd. Daisy doesn't care from where she sits. As far as we're concerned, she is immaculately conceived. Daisy's alright, she's up all night, down at the docks, running an open home. Think that you look at her wrong. Think that you look good or so wrong. Woman alone is not a woman undone. This
album has a lot to do with social observation, and particularly the role of women and the personas of women and the way people perceive women and relationships amongst and between and with and every way, shape, and form. Talk to us how that subject matter became such a driving force for the creation of the album?
Well, actually, it's fairly, it's quite a clear path towards it, because I was writing in an off period, in a sort of heady research period, I was writing a libretto for a friend of mine who's a composer, and she'd asked me to choose the subject. And I had begun writing it about Rilke the poet's early life, because he had quite an interesting early existence in that his mother had lost a baby girl and then had had Rilke and then had dressed him as a girl until he was 8. And this gave him this really unique relationship to femininity, and this kind of, he had this unbelievable idolatry-based admiration for the feminine. It was extraordinary, and it was sort of a quirk of his personality, and he ended up, you know, ended up becoming a huge function in his poetry. And then he met this woman called Lou Salome, and in my, or Salome, if you're pronouncing it right, in my research on Rilke, I became much more fascinated with this woman who honed his sort of, you know, like divine inspiration and channeled it for him, and took him to Russia to learn about the Russian Orthodox Church, which is very feminine idolatry based, so that he could transfer all of his like powerful devotion to women onto the sort of religious iconography. So it was Lou Salome who was my sort of muse, actually. And she herself was an extraordinary, unusual example of femininity, in that she stayed, she was married in an unconsummated marriage for 30 years because she was so convinced that her intellectual and academic power was tied up with her virginity, which is fascinating.
It feels like a long time since I was free. It feels like the right time to take that seriously. It feels like the trees are a peculiar green. It feels like the air is hung heavily. I don't want to be the kind struck by fear to run and hide. Well, I'll do better next time. It feels like warning signs there for us to see. It feels like the tortoise ignored diligently. But I feel her and I hear her weakly scream. Am I really so unkind to turn around and close my eyes? I'll do better next time. I'll do better next time. Feels like the last breath we will ever share. It feels like the last time I run my fingers through your hair. I can no longer close my eyes while this world around me dies at the hands of folks like me. It seems you fail to see there may never next time be.
Would it be fair to say that in many cases you were ubiquitous in that viewpoint you were trying to find, sometimes writing from a pure feminine, sometimes what is perceived of the feminine, et cetera?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's definitely, willful obtuseness in the sort of origin of the gaze. And I mean, not that I was that thoughtful about it, but that's by nature how right. I am. And I think, as you said, that's a product of living in a time where some people find this liberating, some people find it threatening, but I think the majority of the more centered people find it bamboozling. And I think that's wonderful, because when people are bamboozled, that's where things start to get really interesting, I think.
To say the least. And I bamboozled, I think we'll use that as the word from now on. That one does, as you said, I went, yes, bamboozled, I'll go with that. You worked with Blake Mills, who, I don't know when Blake breathes, let alone sleeps. Now, talk about how working with him in the studio helped you really realize a lot of the songs on Semper Femina.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm grateful to him because, I don't write music that's, mainstream, I have any hope of being particularly successful, nor do I have any interest in doing that. So when somebody is like proper, as Blake, is willing to lend his time to something that's probably not going to be hugely successful, I'm always really grateful. And he is, he's proper. He's like a proper musical athlete. Genius. And working with him, it's, he's got an ear unlike anyone I've ever heard, and me and all my band were all completely just aghast at everything that he was doing. And his guitar playing so brilliant, his tone, everything. He's a perfectionist in all the ways that I'm not. So it was a good complementary pairing, I think.
You're chasing down a wildfire or trying to make some cold liar out of me. Do you want to get high? You can overcome those desires before you come to me. I think your mama's kind of sad and your papa's kind of mean. I can take it all away, and you can stop playing it out on me. She keeps a pin behind her ear because she's got something that she really, really needs to say. She puts it in a notepad. Are you gonna write your book someday? Of course, the only part that I want to read is about your time spent with me. Wouldn't you die to know how you seem? Are you getting away with who you're trying to be? Trying to be. Of course, there are things upon the earth that we must really try to defend. A lonely beast or a kind heart is something we can untrain. I had to do it all for her for free. I need nothing back for me than no sweeter deed maybe than to love something enough to want to help it get free, free. Yeah. something you need to get by? Do you cry sometimes? Do you cry sometimes? You always say that you love me most when I don't know I'm being seen. Maybe someday when God takes me away, I'll understand what that means. I just know that your mama's kinda sad. I know your papa's kinda mean. I wish I could take it all away, and you can stop playing it out on me. Something on your mind, something you need to get by. Do you cry? Do you cry sometimes?
Well, that you're going to have an opportunity tomorrow night at the Mayan Theater to offer your musical vision and your song to the audience. We certainly have been and will remain a big fan of Laura Marling. The new album, Semper Femina, tomorrow night at the Mayan Theater. We encourage our listeners to go out and get to see an artist who continues to grow, even at the ripe old age of 27. Yow! This is one of our favorite people and one of our favorite artists. Always good to see you, Laura.
Yeah, you too, Sky.
Welcome back to your home, away from home, here at 88.5 KCSN. It's Laura Marling.